venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. So I roll my R's. Mine takes me 45 minutes to say a word like ferrocarril. Yeah, buddy, I'll tell you what, when you go down to Mexico, when you go through customs, be ready. Be ready, because these guys, the Mexican customs officials, they'll make up certain taxes. They aren't really taxes. But let me tell you what, I always go down there with two cartons of Camels. Because when they go through the suitcase, they go, ah, Senor Gringo, I see you have two cartons of Camels. I will have to tax you one of these cartons as the importation tax. And I saw him smile at his buddy. I knew they were going to split the Camels later on. I always bring, ah, I see you have ladies' nylon stockings, and you have two pairs. I'm going to confiscate one of these pairs. And they go through there, you know. Ah, you have two bottles of Agua Velva, Pedro, take one of these bottles of Agua Velva. You know, I'm seething under my breath, but I knew that's the only way to get through there. Either that or, you know, you only bring one carton of Camels, it's gone. You know, you're hating life. Well, one time it was exceedingly worse. I mean, he's taking samples of my underwear, my socks, and then he looks at Estelle. I said, wait a minute. He said, no, I see your wife is bringing two tatas into Mexico. I said, wait a minute here. He said, she has two tatas. I said, wait a minute here. He said, but I could let her go if you would let me just heft them to make sure they hold no contraband. And sure enough, he leaned over the inspection table and went... still had a horrified look on her face there. I said, don't worry, Estelle. I'll have you in the room shortly. I'll buy you pina colada. Just shut up and stand there for a second.
It's the Right Down the Bits Hour with the Grease Man on DC 101.